In the Parshas Hamodim, Chumash Devarim, Parshas Re'ei, one pasuk. But serious, Omer, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Lach. You need to have a mitzvah to count 7 weeks. Me'er Chel Chermesh Bakama Tochel Espor Shiva Shavuos. From when the Chermesh begins with the Kama. Kama is a word that we recognize in Bava Kama. In Mishpatim, Kama is standing grain. For when the Chermesh, when the sickle begins to cut the standing grain. So in Re'ei, what we know is a mitzvah to count 7 weeks, and a mitzvah which begins mysteriously when you begin to cut the new grain, which we know from Parshas Hamor, a little bit more insight. There the Torah tells us, "Usfartam lechem mimachar sashabas." You begin this count mimachar sashabas, and miyom aviachem as omer hatenufa. From the day after Shabbos, quote unquote, from the day, which is the day that you bring the omer hatenufa, the omer of grain, which is waved, which you do tenufa on. Sheva Shabbosos minus tiana, you have 7 whole weeks, and the Torah tells you, tisbru, you're going to count chamishim yom. So near already we're hearing some more. We're hearing about counting both days and weeks, and we're hearing somewhat more specificity in terms of when this mitzvah sphere sa'omer begins. Mimachras ha-Shabbos, miyom aviyachem ezor martinufa. In Re'ei, we heard this the day when you begin to cut the new grain. In Emor, we hear that the day that you bring the carbon ha-omer, which is the first carbon brought from the new grain, the first use of the new grain. Your Jew is not allowed to neither to harvest nor consume the new crop of grain until the carbon ha-omer is brought. And that's up until that point, it's called chadash. That's the Isra of chadash. I only eat chadash and not allowed to harvest chadash. Me'achel charmesh ba'kamah, the first cutting of grain in Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be for this mitzvah. When is this carbon brought? You see from the psukim in both cases, it's after, this comes right after Pesach. Chazal pointed out that Imachmas HaShabbos means Shabbos there not in the sense of Saturday, Shabbos Bereshis. Shabbos there means the Yom Tov. It's the day after the Yom Tov we just mentioned. Psukim are coming off and talking about Pesach. Right after the first day after the Yom Tov Pesach, in other words, the first day of Chol Hamoed, Tes Zayin Nisan, that's the day you begin to count Sfiras HaOmer. If you look in the sugya of Sfiras HaOmer in Maseches Menachos, in Perikei Bishmal, says Daf Samach Hei, Samach Vav, the bulk of the sugya is a whole host of demonstrations that Mimachras HaShabbos is a reference to Tes Zayin Nisan and not Sunday. Raya after Raya after Raya after Raya. The Rambam writes in the Hakdam Pirush HaMishnah, usually you have one pasuk and then the multiple possible interpretations of the pasuk that lead you to multiple possible options for what the din should be. Every once in a long while you have an inverted sugya. You have multiple psukim all leading to the same conclusion. You have it here. The Mimachras HaShabbos means Tes Zayin Nisan and not Sunday. You have it in the Bava Kama context. Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamon. And you have it in the Maseches Sukkah context that Pre-Eitz Hadar means Esrog. The Rambam points out that whenever you see these inverted Gemaras, it's clear that's a foregone conclusion. Why is it a foregone conclusion? Rambam points out this is that's a telltale sign that we're dealing with, unlike a typical situation we discussed a little bit earlier in the year, unlike a typical situation where Chazal looking at the Chumash and looking at the extant present of Torah Shabbat, using the tools of Torah Shabbat to try to figure out what is the din, and good men can come to different legitimate conclusions as to what is the implication of the Chumash. And when you have one of these inverted sugyas, it means that we already know what the conclusion is. The conclusion is foregone, because this is a case of a Perish HaMakugel. This is an example of the din that we already know as Halacha Moshe Sinai, the sort of Halacha Moshe Sinai Rambam refers to as Perish HaMakugel. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai, not independent din, but Halacha Moshe Sinai as to how to understand what this phrase means. the conclusion of the foregone conclusion. And now Chazal, instead of classic drasha, we're actually discovering what the din is by analyzing the psukim. Here you're looking to see, can we find a source in the psukim to further connect the Perush HaMakubal, which we know anyways, with the text of the Torah Shebichzav. So that's the vast majority of the sugi here, up until near the end of Samach Vav Aleph, is raya after raya after raya, that the Menachos HaShabbos means test Zionism. Okay. And then, at the very end, it almost seems like an afterthought. The very end is the actual sugya of Sefer Soma. Other than what day should it be, there are bits and pieces that appear, bits and pieces of other issues of Sefer Soma that appear over the course of the back and forth about Makoros to define Menachos HaShabbos. And the Gemara, at the very end of the sugya, has a gufa for one of them. So here we are, four lines before the Mishnah, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, Gufa. And Gufa always introduces that now that we finish the Shaka Vataria, there was a Mar Makam that came up over the course of Shaka Vataria that we'd now like to focus on primarily. It was raised to make some other point, but now we want to actually look at it. Gufa, the thing itself, the body of the matter. Let's look at the actual statement of Abaye. That had come up earlier in the discussion, it's like 10 lines earlier. It came up with the back and forth about the Mekoros for Menachos HaShabbos. Gufa, Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimne yomei, u'mitzvah l'mimne shavuos, a mitzvah to count the days, and a mitzvah to count the weeks. Right, where does that come from? Where does that come from? That comes to the Pesukim, right? Re'e, it only talks about counting Shiva Shavuos, and Emor talks about both, weeks and days. So you have a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And the Gemara says, that was Abaye, living in the middle of the period of the Amoraim. And the Gemara says, several generations later, Rabbanon Devei Ravashi, the Tamei Chachamim and the Beis HaMedrash of Ravashi, they followed Abaye's practice. Manu Yome, Umanu Shavue. They indeed counted both the days and the weeks. However, the Amora Amemar disagreed. He did not count the weeks. Why? Why? What does the Gemara say? Zeichel Mikdashu. He didn't count the weeks because it's Zeichel Mikdash. So look at this Gemara. Kishal Asmo. It's a Chidus Tuma. What on earth? Counting day, counting weeks, not counting weeks. Zeichel Mikdash. What does Zeichel Mikdash have to do with not counting weeks? Clearly, Machlokes Amoraim, what the din is, should we count weeks or not, which itself is shocking because the Torah says you count weeks. And then, and how is Zeichel Mikdash somehow an explanation? And if it is an explanation, of course, then you have to ask yourself, well, how about the other Shita? Right now, the Gemara presented two Shitas, the Halacha, and an explanation for the second Shita. So right away, you notice, if you're looking at the Gemara carefully, you're going to want to understand how the explanation actually explains anything, how does the answer answer the question, and then you're going to ask yourself, once we figure out what the explanation is for Amemar, the Taka, what's Pshat, and Abaye, and Rabban Tavei Rashi. That's just looking at the structure of the Gemara. So what is Rashi? Rashi is very helpful here. Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Amemar, give us Amemar. Amemar, Mani Yom Lo Shavui, why do you count the days, but not the weeks? Amar, so Gemara says, he says Zeichel Mikdashu. So Rashi explains a little more what that means. Omar Hay Minyana de Hashta Lavchovahu. This counting Hashta nowadays, a word that's still on our lips, ringing in our ears from Halach Manya. Well, there perhaps it's Hashata. Maybe it's also Hashata. The Minyan nowadays, the Minyan of this year, is Lavchovahu. It's not a Chiyuv. Daha Leka Omer. Because we don't have an Omer. El Zecher Mikdash bi Almahu. It's merely a Zecher Mikdash. Hilkach bi Yomei Sage. Therefore, it suffices to count the days, you don't need to count the weeks. So Rashi just gave this Kedarko a whole chapter of ideas, certainly a couple of paragraphs and a couple of lines. There's one key word that Rashi assumes you're going to understand, which is, or two key words, Doraisa Drabanan. And when he says, Lav Chovahu, he says it's not a chiyuv. It's merely a zeich lamikdash. What do you mean it's not a chiyuv? I mean it's not a chiyuv daraisa. It is required midrabanan, but why? Only as a zeich lamikdash. And since it's only a Zecher LeMikdash, therefore we're gonna, you don't have to do the full count, it's enough just to do count the days. So now to dig a little more, why is it? It's a Pasuk Psukim and Chumash. We just spoke about it. And Amor and Rei. So why isn't it Daraisa? So it says now it's not Daraisa. Why is it now not Daraisa? Rashi said because no Karban HaOmer. Because the Psukim describe, as we saw, right? Miyom HaViyachem is Omar Zanufa. Mehochel Chemesh Bakama. So we don't, we're not cutting grain for the Karban HaOmer. We're definitely not bringing the Karban HaOmer. So if there's no Yom HaViyachem is Omer, we have not had Yom HaVas HaOmer L'chora in close to 2 millennia. So Rashi says, look, so there's no, so Sirus Omer has not been Daraisa for close to 2 millennia. It has not applied. The conditions under which it applies. If you never put on a four-cornered garment, you have no Chiyav HaTal Sitzus. Or maybe to give you an even sharper example, if you never live in a house that fits the requirements of mezuzah, you know, choose to live, as the Rambam in the last chapter, Hilchos Brachos, quotes based on Yerushalmi and of Megillah, a Jew could choose to live his entire life in a tent. You choose to live your entire life on a boat or in a mobile home. You're not going to be chayav mezuzah. Your whole life you're not going to be chayav mezuzah because mezuzah applies when the conditions are in play. If I never hire a worker in my life, I never had the mitzvah of pay my worker on time, but yom otit in sorrow, because the conditions never came to pass. So we never had, in our lives, it's been many, many, many generations since Jews have experienced Yom HaVas HaOmer. We have not brought Karban HaOmer in a very long time, so we haven't had the mitzvah. Now, if I don't live in a house that's Chayav Mezuzah, I have no mitzvah of Mezuzah usually at all. Usually. Here, we haven't had a Karban HaOmer, but Meimer says, okay, but Midrabanan, Chazal said we're going to impose Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash, that's something we came across that concept earlier this year. It's a sugya among else other places at the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is ready to talk about different types of Zecher LeMikdash. Mishnah talks about it in a shofar context, and the most famous example is Lulav Kol Shiva. Min HaTorah, Lulav is a mitzvah, a yomtif mitzvah, all over the world. It's a Chol Moed mitzvah only in the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk says in the Emor, Lokachtem Lechem B'Yom HaRishon. Just like you make a Seder, only Yontif of Pesach, not Chol Moed. Min HaTorah, all over the world, you only shake Lulav. A Yontif of Sukkot is not a Chol Moed. Usmach Nufei Shem Lekechem Shivas Yamim, if you're Lefnei Shem Lekechem, in Beis HaMikdash, then you have a mitzvah of Simcha via Lulav throughout Chol Moed as well. Shivas Yamim. But until Churban Beis HaMikdash, if you were not in there, not in Beis HaMikdash, of course, Chol Moed, even if a Jew is all the regal, you're not obligated to stay all of Chol Moed. Many Jews obviously opted to. You're not obligated to. So if you're not in Beis HaMikdash, of course, Chol Moed, no mitzvah d'oraisa of lulav. V'achar Churban HaBayis, V'yochem Zakeh Mesakein, Jews all over the world are going to shake lulav of Chol Moed Sukkahs, Zecher LeMikdash. The Gemara says, based on Pasuk Yirmiyahu, Tzion he Doresh Einla. Look, there's Tzion. No one is Doresh Tzion. No one's expressing interest in Tzion. So Gemara says, Niklal de Bayadrisha. The fact that Yirmiyahu is complaining, Doresh Einla, implies that we're expected to be Doresh Tzion. The part of our Drisha Tzion is through seeking the Jewish people, guided by Chazal, seek to try to connect to what was in Mikdash and what will Mikdash be soon again in Mikdash. We can't do it now in HaTorah. We do some erzatz, imitation of what was going on in Mikdash. Zecher LeMikdash. So that's what seems to be going on here as well. Amemer says, look, no mitzvah daraisa, because we have no Karban HaOmer, so we have no mitzvah siras omer. We don't bring imitation karbanos. That's dangerous. Because that smacks of mi'ila and of shchutei chutz. But, so we're not going to have an imitation Karban HaOmer, but we will have an imitation Siras HaOmer. Real Siras HaOmer Daraisa is Bizman HaMikdash with a Karban HaOmer. Bizman HaZeh, we have imitation Siras HaOmer Jabbanon. So that's how Rashi explains. It's not a Chova, not the real Chi of Daraisa because Lecha HaOmer, but it is a Zecher HaMikdash Bi'Alma. It's merely a Zecher HaMikdash. That's the word that Rashi added to Amemar says Zeichel Mikdashu. Rashi adds Bi'alma. It's merely a Zeichel Mikdash. What's Rashi stressing with the Bi'alma? It's merely just as Zeichel. Therefore,
days is enough.
Exactly. There, you want to do the full Maisa Mitzvah. As he says, Hilkach, since it's merely Zeichel Mikdash Bi'alma, Hilkach Biyomei Sage. They don't have to do the full Maisa Mitzvah with the days and the weeks. That's a Din D'oraisa. You're doing the Mitzvah Rabbanan. So suffice to do days. Now it's interesting that a lot of things bubble to the surface right away. Number one, the assumption that Sfiras Omer is Rabbanan, because it's Lekha Omer. It's one interesting piece. Another interesting piece is the assumption that because it's Rabbanan, therefore I should do a stripped down version of the Maaseh Mitzvah. Right.
And why is days stripping it down?
Why is it just doing days and not weeks?
And
2 weeks, not days.
Shouldn't you do the way we did it on the
Mitzvah? What does Echemesh? Wouldn't it be better to make it more similar? And it's not as though, as a couple guys pointed during Seder, that Ran we had in Haseba. We understand sometimes Chazal b'meika, if it's a tzorech, if it's very difficult. If you told me it's so difficult to do the fuller version, it's only there for mitzvahs anyways, Chazal didn't impose such a big chiyuv. But here it's not so difficult to divide by seven, you know, and keep the remainder. I would hope that counting Shavuos is not such an imposition. So it seems as though there's dafka interest for Ameimar. And we want to make it less because it's a Zecher LeMikdash. Right? Which offhand sounds a lot like saying we want to highlight the fact that it's only a Zecher LeMikdash. A model for this is by Lulav Kol Shiva. We don't do Lulav differently on Chol HaMoed than we do on Yom Tov. It's not like we say you only do Nanuim on Yom Tov, but Chol HaMoed you do without Nanuim. Or Yom Tov is with Halal, Chomer is Ahal. The larger machlokes tells Ramban not for now whether Halal and Lulav, which one is being enhanced? Is that a Kiyum and Halal, Kiyum and Lulav? But whatever it is, right? We don't. It's exact. We perform the mitzvah Lulav exactly the same way on Chomer as we do on Yom Tov Rishon. So it could be that a model would be mentioned. Some of you during Seder. It could be that a model would be. Would be Hafrashas Chala in Chutz La'aretz. Mishnayos talk about it a little bit, Mishnayos and Chala, Gemara and Bechoros talks about it some more. But there is Minat Torah Chala, Hafrashas Chala applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's not exactly an agricultural mitzvah, it is in Zerayim. Not exactly an agricultural mitzvah. It doesn't relate to where the grain grew, it's a question of where the kneading, where the dough is created. In Minat Torah, it's only when the dough is created in Eretz Yisrael. Midrabanan, there is a din of Chalas Chutz La'aretz, which many of you have either performed or at least seen. But that is, the Mishnayos and Gemaras tell us that there are significant differences between the way you practice Chalas Chutz La'aretz and Chalas Eretz Yisrael. And Rosh Zalveitchik has a Marachah, this is for maybe some other time, that it could be that we dafka sometimes go out of our way to differentiate between Doraisa and Drabanan versions of a din. Truma Drabanan, Truma Drabanan, the differences. The Rosh Soloveitchik thought that may have to do with the Baal Tosef. Rambam Ravitz seemed to be debating whether maybe Baal Tosef is when Baal Tosef is, maybe there's a violation of Baal Tosef. Rishon discusses why is every Drabanan not Baal Tosef. So one suggestion, there are many solutions to that problem. One suggestion seems to be that maybe it's Baal Tosef if you were to present the Drabanan as though it was a Daraisa, that would be Baal Tosef. If you're clear that's only Drabanan, then it's not Baal Tosef. It would be Baal Tosef to make it seem Daraisa. So because the Rosh Avitchik suggested that might be why Chazal sometimes go out of their way to go to the other extreme. Not only not to present a Drabanan as though it's Daraisa, but we seek to dafka differentiate. That might be why Chazal introduced the din of Sosek Drabanan Lekula. It's a great differentiator. And there, particularly Erez Halacha, sometimes there are other differences that are introduced as well. Chalas Chutz La'aretz is different than Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Truma Drabanan, there are certain differences between Truma Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. So it could be something like that is going on here. They hear Chazal saw fit to dafka differentiate the Drabbanan from the Drabbanan. So that's what Amemar is saying. And I would say, keep your eyes open when we get up to the Baal HaMa'ar. You may want to return to this question as well. But again, let's recap for now. We'll take some questions, and then we'll come back to the Gemara. Just Amemar, Rashi, explain Amemar, points out to us, number one, Amemar is saying that it's only Drabbanan, which means the Sefira Sa'omer Doraisa depends upon Korban HaOmer. No Korban HaOmer, no Sefira Sa'omer. It is Chiyuv Drabbanan because Zeich LaMikdash, and here's point number two, that because of Zeich LaBialma, that's a motivation to have a to bedafka have a more trimmed down version of the mitzvah. Okay, with that in mind, let's take some questions and then let's go back to the Gemara. Yeah.
Throughout the year, every time we've mentioned the Seifa, like Chassid, we've always used that as like a chumra, like by near Hanukkah, you have to do it in one kli, and you have to make it more like Seifa Mikdash. But this is the first time we're bringing up Seifa Mikdash, and we're using it as a kula almost, that you don't have to do it as well for the days.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Ariel's pointing out, we came across Zeich LaMikdash when we learned Ner Chanukah, and then we saw it could be a Shiloh, whether it's merely a Drabbanan, or is it more than merely a Drabbanan, because it's actually a Zeich LaMikdash. It has some connection to the Daraisas and base of Hadlaka Samanora. Here, we're coming from the other direction, because there are no Psukim for Hadlaka's Ner Chanukah. There are Psukim for Sefira Sa'omer. So here we're coming out from the opposite direction. Here we're saying, it sounds, the Chumash is said, Psukim Chumash, and the Mitzvah Daraisa. Or maybe it's merely a Drabbanan Zeich LaMikdash. So you're right, Zeich LaMikdash may inhabit sort of like an in-between place. Right. Right. It's a Drabbanan. It may make for a more serious Drabbanan, but clearly not Daraisa. But again, when we come to the Baal HaMa'ar, Baal HaMa'ar will have other takes on that. No.
I think, at least according to Tosos, Lulav is not the same as it was.
How do you mean?
Tosos says, we don't say the same thing of Lachem, it has to be yours.
Ah, okay. Okay, good, good, good.
It's an issue anyway, but...
Okay, that's a very good point. Oh, that's actually a very good point. Thank you. Right. Lachem does not apply. That's a good point. Lachem does not... The Maisa Mitzvah is the same, but in Chol Hamoed and Yom Tov, but I stand corrected. Right. No one points out. Adrabah, even by Lulav, Chazal did not impose the din of Lachem. Well, I'm not sure that's the same, though, because I don't know if there was a din of Lachem and Mikdash either. In other words, Ulkachtem Lachem b'yom Arishon. But usmachtim ufnei Hashem lakeim could be even when you have lulav daraisa and chol moed and mikdash, it could be there's no requirement of I believe no requirement of lachem. So I'm not sure it's so much a step down from the daraisa version of chol moed as much as a step down from lulav yom rishon to even lulav chol moed daraisa. Perhaps it's a question I got to think about. But again, recapping, Rashi set up for us so beautifully and sharply, once you read Rashi, that Maimar is making two points. Sefira Sa'omer is on Zez Drabbanan, and as a result, it's going to be a more trimmed down Maisa Mitzvah. Which, now, as I mentioned before, we have to ask ourselves, but now that we appreciate what Maimar is saying, so now, Tzarech La'ayin, so why would Abaye and Rabban Dei Rabiashi disagree? It's a good point. You don't have a Korban HaOmer, it's only Drabbanan. Zeich LaMikdash. Right? So why do Abaye and Rabban Dei Rashi disagree in the din and say, no, you have to count days and weeks? And now that we understand where our Maimar is coming from, so we need an explanation, why do they disagree? And the way we read Rashi sets us up to see there are at least two different ways you can understand how one can disagree with a Maimar. Because whenever you have like a stool with multiple legs, when you have a conclusion that's built on several props, it's built on several premises, so you could cut out any one of the three legs of the stool, you could cut out any one of the four legs of a chair, and the whole thing will topple. So the question is, it's clear that the other Amoraim disagree with Maimar's conclusion of not counting weeks. Why? So presumably they disagree with one of his premises. But which one? What is it that they're arguing about? What is it they're arguing about?
Maybe it's they argue that it's not Zeich LaMikdash.
Ah, You could either say it's not Zeich HaNish, you could say it is Doraisa B'Zman HaZeh. So the whole discussion doesn't get started. Sphere of Summer is Doraisa. That's all we can say. I, Karbana Omer, maybe that's merely telling me that's Koveh the day. The day that you're supposed to bring the Karbana Omer is the day you can't start counting Sphere of Summer. But unlike a Meimar who held that you actually have to actually bring the Karbana Omer to catalog, or at least cut the Karbana Omer in order to catalyze the mitzvah Sfiras Omer, maybe the other Amram say, no! Sfiras Omer Zazeh is Doraisa. So that's the radical, that's what I'm saying, there's a big, massive, fundamental machlokas between the Amram here, is Sfiras Omer Zazeh Doraisa or Drabbanan. That's one way you could, because they said, that was premise number one of Amemar. Or perhaps they agree with premise number one, but they just disagree with premise number two. What was premise number two?
The fact that it's
Zeich HaMikdash means that you... Oh, right. Because therefore we need to go out of our way to trim it down, as opposed to exactly your question from before. Just because Zeich HaMikdash, why not keep it the same? Adrava, maybe we want to make it, shouldn't we want to make it look as much as possible the same as what they did in the Mikdash? So it's conceivable also, possibly number two, is that Abai and Bamre Vashti agree, Avada, see, someone's on says Rabbanan, just, it's Drabbanan, but we do it the same way we did the Doraisa, like Lulav. Like Lulav, it's Drabbanan, we want to do it the same way we did the Doraisa and Mikdash. Who says which? Who says option number one? And who says option number two in terms of how you understand why Abaye and Rabban Dei Rashi disagree with Amema? Or to reformulate that, we gave two. Essentially, what we said is Yesh Lachgar, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas, to use terminology. We use some Shprach. We're trying to figure out what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. What's the underlying point of debate between the Amoram? We know that they argue on a data level, they argue in terms of what the din is. That's clear. It's Befeish in the Gemara. Do you count weeks, B'Zman HaZeh? Do you not count weeks, B'Zman HaZeh? That's clear. Halach Lamaisa Machlokas. But what's driving that? What's in the Kudas HaMachlokas? What's the underlying point that's driving this Machlokas? What's the conceptual root of the Machlokas? Is it a Machlokas, a big Machlokas, of whether Sfiras Omer B'Zman HaZeh is Doraisa Drabbanan? But the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer in HaTorah depends upon Karban Omer or not? Option number one for the Kudas HaMachlokas, or option number two, they're not arguing whether Sfiras Omer is Doraisa Drabbanan. Everyone agrees it's Drabbanan. They're just arguing over what are the implications. Does Drabbanan mean that we ought to dafka cut out the weeks, or it does not mean we ought to? It's Drabbanan, but you still count with the weeks, the full mitzvah. Who says option one? Who says option two? It's the Machlokas HaRishonim. Rambam and? Well, Rashi is hard to pin down because Rashi was talking about Amema. Rashi and Tosis. Rambam and Tosis. Right. Because Tosis very nonchalantly, at the beginning of this long Tosis, says, oh, Tosis starts handling. Takes you back to the first Tosis in Shas. What do you do with early Meiriv? How do you daven? The first Tosis in Shas talks about when do you say Shema? How does it work with Shema if you're davening early Meiriv? Here Tosis wants to know how does it work with Sfiras HaOmer. Tosis says b'safik chanire. It would seem to me, says Tosis, to b'safik chashecha yachal levarich. In safik dark, what we would refer to also as ben hashmashos, the time in between sunset and Tzeis HaKochavim, between Shki and Tzeis HaKochavim, the Gemara in the second paragraph of Shabbos tells us, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So during that period of Safik, we're not sure whether it's already night or still day, Yachol Levarech, you could already, interesting, it's a Yiddishism, Yachol Levarech, you would expect him to say Yachol Lisbar. You could already bench Sfiras Omer, create Say the Bracha. Interesting Yiddishism in Tosis. Yachal Levarech says you can already say the bracha, you can recite Sfiras Omer with a bracha in Ben Hashmashos. Ve'ein sarach lahamtin adshe vaday laila. You don't need to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim when it's certainly night. And Tosis gives two explanations. And the first explanation is Kevin shus feka drabanan, because after all, it's only a suffix drabanan. It's already been Ashmashas. It may already be. Now, let's say tonight. Right now, it was still Vaday in the 9th of the Omer. If you haven't counted Sfiras Omer, you didn't count last night, count today. 9 days, which is 1 week and 2 days of the Omer. Right? There are a couple number of hours from now. 740 something or so, right? It's going to be Shkia. At that point, after Shkia, we're not sure, at 745 or so, we're not, after 740, we're not sure, is it still 9 or is it already 10? Before a plug, for sure not. Okay. Is it still 9 or is it already 10? So Tosa then, a half hour later, 45 minutes later, however long you think is Ben Hashmashas, Ben Hashmashas, beyond Tezakochav, now it's Vaday 10. The Tosas is the same. At 7:47, you could already count tonight is 10 because it's a suffix whether it's already 10. It's after Shkia. Ben Hashmashas suffix yom suffix laila. And suffix, that's only Drabbanan. So someone's Drabbanan, so Sveika Drabbanan Lakula. Now, as an aside, not our major top focus right now, it's a very bold application of Sveika Drabbanan Lakula because usually you don't enter into, you don't usually choose to enter into Sveika Drabbanan Lakula. This is a very radical application that Tosfos has. We usually don't, are not makel, we don't say, you know, Tisha B'Av is Drabbanan, so you only have to start fasting at Tzeisak Rav. There may be other reasons for that also, but this is a surprising application. But so that's far away an interesting, radically broad application of Sveger Bar Makula, Tosus Menachas Samach Vav. Tosus does give another explanation for why they think you could count during the Banish Mashas. They think maybe it's even a good idea because of Timimos. But certainly, Tosus in this first answer, aside from their chiddush about the scope of Sveger Bar Makula, they're clearly assuming that Beit Sfira Sa'omer is Dirabbanan. That's very, very clear. Tosis is on record right here. Sfira Sa'omer is Dirabbanan. So much so, they think you could therefore be Mekel to count Sfira Sa'omer after early Myers, before Tzedek Chavim, and you're good to go. That is the Shita of Tosis. They clearly assume that Sfira Sa'omer is Dirabbanan. While the Rambam, take a look at the Rambam is a little confusing. That's the truth. That was a little confusing. Mitzvahs are saying Lispar Sheva Shabbosos Tminos. Yamarosha Omer, and Mitzvah Daraisa to count 7 weeks from the day that you bring the Omer. What does this sound like so far? That Bisfiras Omer Mazdeh is, well, he said to the Mitzvah Daraisa to count Spirit to Shavu Shabbosos, Miyom Havas Omer, from the day that you bring the Omer. So you might think it's Drabbanan. And then he says you count the days and the weeks, Sisruchem Mishim Yom. Interesting, he presents it primarily as a mitzvah of weeks and days also. And then he talks that you want to start from the night time.
Sounds Daraisa.
Well,
well,
of course, it is. Everyone agrees. Let's we clarify. Everyone agrees that Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah daraisa. The machlokas is Sfira Sa'omer daraisa bizman hazeh. Psukim and chumash, incontrovertible. There is a mitzvah daraisa of Sfira Sa'omer. There also is a mitzvah daraisa of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. That is a mitzvah daraisa. But bizman hazeh, we have not fulfilled the mitzvah daraisa of Musar Rosh Chodesh in not more than 1900 years. So, of course, Sfira Sa'omer is Daraisa. The question is, but is it Daraisa Bizman Hazeh? In other words, does it depend on Hakravas Ha'omer? So, at first, he sounds like, yeah, Miyom Havas Ha'omer. But then you get to Mitzvah Halacha Chavdalid, where he says, Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, every Jewish male. Uvechol Kohen Levi Yisrael doesn't matter, not just members of Beis Din, unlike Sfiras Shanim Liyovel. Uvechol Makom, Uvechol Zman, in all places and at all times. All places means not just Eretz Yisrael. At all times means not just Bizman Habayis. So that's quite clear that it is the Rabbanan. Sorry, it is Daraisa. Excuse me, even Bizman Hazeh. And if you have, if all you have in front of you is a Rambam, so you see, like, take a look at the Kesef Mishnah, look at the Mari Kurkus, and they tell you, yes, the Rambam holds that Sfiras Omer is Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. Even though you could have read the Gemara otherwise. The Kesef Mishnah also sends you to the Ran. The Ran is very, very clear about this. That's a Machlokas Tosos and the Rambam. And the Ran says, yeah, how do you read, how broad a disagreement is there between Rabban Dere Rashi and Abai on the one hand, and Amemar on the other hand? That the Ran is quite explicit. That is a Machlokas Rishonim. We're not going to take a look at this inside now, but that's Kedai to see. V'chi Heichi on the top of Chav Kesam and Aleph. The Ran, by the way, is in Psachim, you see, not in Menachos. Why is he in Psachim? Because Rif is in Psachim. Why is the Rif in Psachim? Because the Rif, unlike the Rambam, only wrote on those areas of Halacha which are relevant to Zman Hazeh. So there is no Rif on most of Kachim, because most of Kachim is not Noeg Zman Hazeh. There is Rif on Chulin, and there's a brief Rif in the back of Menachos for some of the Halacha Maisa chunks, like Tefillin, Mezuzah, and so forth. And then he put some other topics there as well. He has a section of Halachas Ketanos. Other halachos that needed an address, they come at the end of Menachos. But Sfiras Omer, the Rif put at the end of Psachim, after Pesach. Well, folks, Leil Tezvav, now let's talk about Leil Tezayin. He briefly goes through the halachos of Chadash, and Sfiras Omer, the Rif does, at the end of Psachim. So the Ran and the Balamar, they're all here. And that's what the...
He says the Rambam says that they're arguing about whether if it's Zecha or Mikdash you need to...
No, the Rambam says the Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Doraisa. Where did he get that from? Clearly not Amemar. Amemar says explicitly it's Rabbanan. So obviously the Rambam is passing like Abaye and Rabban Dvei Rashi and understands that they're arguing fundamentally with Amemar. They're rejecting Amemar's first premise. You said it's Drabanan and therefore XYZ. Stop at first base. It's not even Drabanan. It's Doraisa. End of discussion. That's clearly, that's what the Ran, the Kesef Mishnah, and Mari Kurkus all point out. Clearly, the Rambam understood that the Machlokas Amoron was the fundamental one, while other Rishonim would say no. Everyone agrees it's Drabanan. The question is Drabanan and therefore what? The Tosis is explicit that it is Drabanan. But, just as we said before, just because it's Rabbanan doesn't necessarily have to imply that I should trim down the Maisa Mitzvah and leave out the weeks. The Rameimar's second Hanacha is also surprising, and that, according to other Rishonim, is the point of debate. Now, if I take a look at one or two lines in the Ram. Here, the Ram on the last page of Rif, Chav Chesam and Aleph, Ron quotes a medrash that indicates that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Rabbanan. The second wide line, Avon Mikol Mokom Kol Zeh Mochiyah She'en HaSfira Achshav El Mid Rabbanan. The rice I just listed, indicate that Sfiras Omer Zman Hazeh is Rabbanan. Third wide line. Ulefikach Avru B'Tosvos. That's what Tosfos says. They came in the Midrabani, Tov Lispi Yom Rishon, Mastaf Kashaycha. That's what Tosfos says. You start the first night, Dafka and Ben Ashmashos, Kadesh Sheva Shabbosos, Timimus Lagami. And Tosfos, then the Ran says what we mentioned before, Ain Zenachon, Shiachmas Atzmo, Besafik Lechatkila. The Ran says, even if you hold this Rabbanan, but still, to be machmis yourself, to choose to enter into Safek Rabbanan, that's not what we usually do. If you end up in such a situation, then you can rely on Safek Rabbanan Makula. But to create it, and then he says that Tamimos, he doesn't like Tosis' idea of Tamimos, Ela Kosha Sofer Balayla Timus Kimos. He says, no, you don't have to go out of your way to count Ben Ashmashos, but Certainly, according to Tosis, it is a drabbanon, and therefore, if you did count during Ben Shemashes, Sveg drabbanon lakula. And then he says, but the Rambam writes otherwise. Mitzvah Shasriya Sa'ol Mutasa Kol Ishmi Yisrael, Bechol Makum Vechol Zman. Mashmili Disfer. What does it mean, Bechol Zman? He holds, Amei Maglav Amani Shavui, who the Sphere Lay Zechel Mikdash Bi'amu? Only Ameimer held as Rabbanon. Ulafika, Chaya Potra, Tzaman HaShavuos. That's why he didn't count the weeks. Avul Enoch Rabbanon, but the other Tamil Chacham, the other Amorim, Davumonu Yomei, Ushavue, who counted the days and the weeks, the Rambam understands, we hold like them, we do count the weeks, Sphere Lahud Bizman Zedaraisa. So there you have the Ron lays it out quite clearly. Because the Mishnah Mari Kurkus on the page Rambam referenced that. A Machlokas, Tosis, and Rambam over how to read this 3-4 line piece of Gemara. What's the Machlokas, a Neymar and the other Rishonim, other Amoraim rather? Is it a Machlokas, fundamental Machlokas of the Sphere? Someone is Bizman Zed Daraisa Rabbanon? Or is it merely a Machlokas? Everyone agrees it's Rabbanon. A question of, but how did Chazal formulate that Din Rabbanon? As an aside, it's worth noting, the Rambam is, if we've read the Rambam before, it is a little striking. He says to me, Yom HaVo HaSomer, not only that, you look at the Rambam's title. What's the title? Hilchos Tumim Musafim. In other words, where the Rambam choose to put the Mitzvah Sfira HaSomer, in Sefer Avoda, Hilchos Tumim Musafim, right after the Mitzvah of Korban HaOmer. Now, if the Rambam holds that Sfira HaSomer is not as Daraisa, it's independent of the Korban HaOmer, and you would have expected that the Rambam, the master of organization, would have followed his great grand Rebbe the Rif and put it in Hilchos Chametz Matzah or somewhere in Sefer Zmanim. It's an independent, it doesn't do with Korbanos. It's an independent mitzvah, Sfira HaOmer. It runs from the second day of Pesach until Erev Shavuos. Period, Zehu. It belongs in Sefer Zmanim. It's actually, Rambam is a little ambiguous here. So I believe it's a quote named Reb Chaim that even if you hold his solution to this problem, again, the Rambam on the one hand, the Rambam says the Sphere HaOmer says Daraisa, and yet he places it in Sefer Avoda. So I think they say name Reb Chaim. Everyone agrees that it's connected somewhat to the carbon. And I think they say in the Reb Chaim a little more. It's not just the same day, maybe it's the Chiyuv HaVos HaKarbon. While the other Ameimar and all Amoraim Lefitosus hold that it's actually bringing the carbon HaOmer, which is, or at least actually cutting the barley for the carbon HaOmer. It's the Maisa Katsira, which is Machai of the counting. The Rama would say it's not the fulfillment of the carbon, not the Kiyum, but the Chiyuv, which warrants the counting. When the Chiyuv to bring the carbon Omer sets in, that's what in turn cascades into also causing the Chiyuv of Sirius Omer. We do become, a week ago on Motzai Shabbos, we all, Kalal Yisrael, became chayiv to cut Korban HaOmer. We didn't. We couldn't. We couldn't fulfill it. The chiyuv was there. We're chayiv to have a Korban Tameh today. We just don't have any way to fulfill it. Right? It's not like a Jew who doesn't hire a worker that has no mitzvah of Yom HaTitein Scharo. There's no... It's not that you're only chayiv to bring a Korban. Having a Beis HaMikdash is not a mechayiv of Korbanos. Heaven Beis HaMikdash is a necessary prerequisite for bringing karbanos. We are hyped to bring karbanos, b'zman hazeh. We just aren't capable. Much like if you have a Jew who's imprisoned in Siberia, he has no access to Arba Minim. He has no lulav, no esrog, no hadas, no ravas. In no way he tried to procure them. He tried to offer money to the guards. There's no way, whatever meager possessions he has left, he tried to barter lulav esrog. There's no lulav esrog. There's nothing to be had. Nothing. You're stuck on a desert island, a tropical island, but there's no estrogen growing there. Okay. And you know way of getting off the island before Sukkos. So you onus rachmana patre. You won't be held taken to account. You're not in fault for not being Mekayim Lukatach HaMiyom Rishon, because all of a sudden you have no option. But you are Chayiv. I'm Chayiv, I'm not capable of fulfilling. I have a Chayiv, I have no capacity for the Kiyum. So that's how we are with Karbanos. We are Chayiv to bring Karbanos to Zman HaZeh. We just don't have the capacity to fulfill. So we've been the onus of Chamana Patre for the last close to 2 millennia. So that's what Chaim suggested. The reason why the Rambam has Sfira Sa'omer here, it is a result of, it is connected to Karban Omer, but it's not connected to the Chiyuv of Karban Omer, it's connected to the Chiyuv of Karban Omer. So that's why it's here. Miyom Havoa Sa'omer, not the day when you actually succeed in bringing it necessarily, but the day when you're supposed to. When you're supposed to bring it. The Mitzvah tomorrow will take a peek at the end of that Tosis. Now that we've gotten our feet when the world of Sfiras Omer, the end of that Tosis mentions the other Shita, two Shitas of the Bahag. We're going to focus on the second one about the famous missing a day. Are you out when you miss a day? Tosis is so upset the Bahag they can't even get the question out. Like sputtering. What are you talking? The Rosh explains what the Kasha is, and the Prima Gadim has evidence to demonstrate that Tosin and Rosh are right, and we're going to seek to solve two solutions to that problem.